Hello and welcome to Game Show. Today it's a biblical episode. We've got Matthew.
Hi, that's my introduction.
We've got Mark.
Hi everybody, Mark of the Devil here.
And I am Luke. There's no John, but I guess you're our John. We are prostitutes for you. We prostitute ourselves before you in the form of audio content.
Gotta have a hobby.
Me, Matthew, and Mark actually do a podcast, just the three of us, Films and Filth, in which we are watching the 100 best and 100 worst films as rated by IMDb users, which is torture for me. Because, as you know, I despise the very concept of aggregated reviews. I think trying to remove subjective opinions from context is inherently foolhardy.
I agree.
So, our first round today, I'm going to read you some IMDb user reviews of games. I want you to try and guess what the game is. As a bonus point, you can guess what score they've given it.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. I will give you a hint. All of these games on the right day could be on like my top 10 games of all time.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully I don't give you an offensive answer. Although maybe I will on purpose.
Number one, the title is Overrated by user Higher Level Thinker. This is the worst gaming experience I've had since Fortnite. The storyline is weak as fuck, and the world is empty. The only thing that was good about the game was finishing it because it was that bad. Nintendo needs to make good games or they will be cancelled.
Who's going first?
I guess I'll go first. That's a Tears of the Kingdom. They gave it 3 out of 10.
Mark?
I'm going to guess also Tears of the... No. I'm just going to guess Breath of the Wild and 4.
Ooh.
Well, one of us has to be wrong.
If Mark hadn't guessed Breath of the Wild, I would have given the point to Matt, because yeah, it was Breath of the Wild.
Yes. Suck it.
But I'm also giving Matt a point because it was 3 out of 10.
All right. Everybody
so
wins.
Both off the board. Okay, review number two. Why do people play this game? By Vincent175. I just want to say that the series games are by far the worst games on Xbox. The story is very stupid and has no plot twists at all. Also, like all first-person shooters, it has a subpar combat system, and the game's focus is only on graphics and eye candy. I have no idea how anyone could bear to play this game for more than 10 minutes. So seriously, what's all the hype? Why is this horrid game so popular? It's just another one of those plotless, stupid, go-and-shoot-stuff games. Who wants to play a game without a good plot? It's the plot that really makes a game. If there's no good plot, what's the point of playing? Because your exploits won't be rewarded. You won't be showered with a thrilling, deep ending. You'll have a big explosion and lots of shooting. That's all this game is. My rating, 0.00001 out of 1,000.
Oh, you gave us the rating then. Okay.
Well, he also separately gives the rating on the actual system.
So yeah, you have, so what does that mean? Does I go first? Because Matt went first
last
time.
On this one.
I'm going to say Halo 3, and I'm going to say they gave it a 2 out of 10 because it sounds like the stupid thing they would do after they said it would be less than that.
Okay. Being in Japan for the past almost 15 years, I don't see many Xbox ads. So I don't know what's on an Xbox anymore. Is Bayonetta first person? I haven't played it.
You're allowed to
I'll
guess
give you
that
a
if you
little hint.
want.
That review is from April 2006.
Oh, April 2000. Oh, God,
Yeah.
Mark is right, isn't he? Okay.
Actually, well,
I'll go
guess what
Halo
if you
2
want?
just to keep the dynamic going and maybe give him the point. And guess the 1-star review because just because statistically, Mark's I like Mark's pitch, but
Both of you put a number on it, so I'm not going to give either of you the point for the game. It was
ah,
Halo 1.
yeah, 2006 is too early for Halo 3. Yeah, I was like,
But it
oops.
was a 1 out of 10 review, so Matt does get that point.
All right.
Cool.
I chose logic instead of insanity for, and it worked for once. For once, it worked.
Hey, insanity was pretty rational
I
for
kind of
that.
thought you were going to be right now. I was going to be wrong.
Well,
okay. Blah by Dark Dementress. It
So
says,
just,
warning, spoilers. There's about
okay.
5 minutes of story, 2 hours of tutorial, way too much talking. Switching between your characters and the items is awful. Questing? Hey, go get me mushrooms so I can make a cake. The fuck? NPCs arguing about religion? God-awful clothing. No online play. No MP. Barely any music. Everything is so low poly. This is a filler game.
Date on the review?
4th of February 2022.
2022. Okay. Could that be the Rise? What was the Monster Hunter before Rise?
I'm not
One
telling you.
before Rise. One before Rise. Okay, that's my answer. One before Rise. And the score is three. No, I said three the first time. I'll take Mark's two. I'm taking Mark's two this time.
Animal Crossing New Kingdom is out the no New Horizons. The Animal Crossing that came out in the pandemic. Animal Crossing pandemic time. I would say they
Subtitles are for
gave it
weaklings.
3 out of 10.
No points for either of you there. That was Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Ah.
And the score was 1 out of 10.
Ah, I didn't know the Pokemon did shrooms.
Well, in Arceus they do.
Gotta have a good time.
Okay. Frustrating, repetitive, and without context or story by N Nemo Ballesteros. 26 September 2023, but that's not a helpful clue. No story, no direction, incredibly frustrating and repetitive. Every time a boss kills you, instead of a proper checkpoint, you go way back and have to fight multiple skeletons again and again and again. The game has no fast travel until almost the ending. No dialogues, no context. You don't learn anything about the world or your objective or your enemies or your allies. It's just fighting and dying and looting and dying and upgrading and dying. I say this as an experienced player who has more than 300 games in his back. I've played masterpieces such as God of War, The Last of Us, Doom, Resident Evil, and even some other genre, not from developer, such as Remnant from the Ashes or Lord of the Fallen, but this game, just terrible.
Wait, it's my turn. I'm losing track.
Yeah, it's your
It's
turn.
your turn. I'm gonna guess Dragon's Dogma 2 out of, I keep saying two and I'm always wrong. 1 out of 10.
Matt.
I feel like you might want me to just go Skyrim, so I'm gonna say that.
What?
Skyrim.
Skyrim?
Skyrim. I just like to pronounce it Skyrim and
Scrim?
Skyrim. Yeah, and I'll go three.
No points for either of you. It's another 1 out of 10.
Ooh.
Dark Souls.
Damn it. Oh, I always thought about
That was on the
Skyrim.
other side of my brain, and I
You've
chose
let yourself down there, Matt, because I actually
Skyrim.
don't like Skyrim very much.
There's been a lot of hype for Dragon's Dogma 2, and a lot of people have made a big deal out of that there isn't fast travel for most of it. So I was like, oh, maybe it's
True,
that.
true.
But haven't gotten around to playing the first one, so.
Of Dragon's Dogma, you mean?
Dragon's Dogma. Yeah, I've got about
I've
10 or
heard that
15.
the first half of Dragon's Dogma 2 is basically just remaking Dragon's Dogma 1. So even though I love the first one, it sounds like it's not actually necessary to play it.
Evil Dead 2 worked out.
It sounds to me like they were trying to do like a Kojima light thing. Like the title screen of Dragon's Dogma 2 says Dragon's Dogma, and the director said in an interview, nothing is unintentional in the game design. I'm like, okay, well, cool. Well, I mean,
yeah.
Someday I'll check it out. I haven't
Yeah,
finished
it's
Souls
literally
either.
it's the only game so far that's made me really want a PS5.
Yeah, I've played like 15 hours of Dark Souls, and I just keep going back to Sekiro now. I'm now a 80 hour Sekiro boy.
I finished Dark Souls on like a Nintendo and a PlayStation and an Xbox and a PC because I'm obsessed. Okay.
Yeah.
Last one for this round. By Dr. Robster, written in 25th of May 2010. Diva May Cry. If there's something that is missing from the lexicon of the good folks at Sega, it's probably the word subtlety. They were asked to produce a vaguely annoying azure-tinted spiky git, and they delivered. They were asked to realize a iconic 2D fighter game with graphics like a motion capture flickbook, and we got Mortal Kombat, not by Sega. Then the gaming industry grew up a little, and they know full well that if they need to keep gamers hooked, that they really need to do is produce a game with a capable, realistic female role model. Unfortunately, they got the design brief on opposite day, and we have ended up with character. A game so camp that you expect to see a park ranger walk across the screen, and so brimming with try-hard sexuality that all it needs to make a whole generation of anime video game geeks sterilize themselves from self-inflicted masturbation wounds is a citrus-shaped controller.
Well, written review, at least.
Apart from the grammar and spelling.
Yeah.
It's extremely try-hard, that review.
Well, the title is that has to be a red herring, maybe. I don't know. I'll make this my Bayonetta guess. With a...
Mark?
Two.
Oh, yes,
two.
Sorry.
I'm going Bayonetta 1 out of 10.
You both get the Bayonetta point. They actually gave it 4 out of 10.
Oh, man.
And they wrote lots of big words. Well, they had all those big words. If you use that many big words, you can't use a low number.
You can, well, you could, but, you know,
all right.
if you really want to fake intelligence.
No, there's no logic whatsoever in what I just said.
Well, at the end of round one, Matt is on 3 points. Mark is on 2 points.
Ah.
That's weirdly surprising.
Never going to win this game show. Never going to win the car.
Round two is films. I'm going to give you some films from our list of films and filth films. First question, closest answer wins, will be how many games have been made based on that film? And then there'll be a bonus question as well. I will point out, I specifically want games based on that film. So for example, if the film was Return of the Jedi, you could have like Super Return of the Jedi. You couldn't just have Rogue Squadron because it has a Battle of Endor level.
Gotcha.
Okay. Film the first, The Godfather. Mark, how many games based on The Godfather?
One.
Matt.
Just the one, which is something like 2005. Sorry, maybe I'm saying too much before you say another question, or maybe
I know
answer
you
your
both.
Bonus.
You both get the point. I couldn't think of an especially interesting question for this one as the bonus question. So, name all the platforms it's on. Mark, you can start.
PlayStation 2, Xbox, GameCube.
Matthew?
What he said, remove GameCube, add PC.
I guess I'll give Matt 1 point for PC. It was PlayStation... I'm going to give Matt points as well. It was PlayStation 2 and Xbox. It was then later released PlayStation 3. But for whatever reason, Wikipedia lists PS3 before PS2.
Weird.
So I thought you were wrong.
All right.
That was Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no GameCube, though. It's on Wii.
Okay.
But there is a Microsoft Windows.
So well, at least I knew to take out the GameCube, but I didn't know to add the Wii.
Yes,
I
was always like, Nintendo, take out the GameCube.
Nintendo won't do a Godfather. Was that 2005 then? Just
I did not write that down. It was something like that, though. Yeah, it was really late.
Yep. Always put away the GameCube and always take out the Wii. Anyway.
Right. Honestly, even though the Wii has all the functionality of the GameCube, I prefer having my GameCube out because the GameCube just looks so cute and is so pleasing to like open and put discs in and play with.
Yeah, it is aesthetically like a champion. I don't know. I can't think of a better looking game system that's come out since that.
I was going to call this like Films and Filths episode crossover, but I might just call it Aesthetically a Champion.
Nice. I love that phrase. I mean, it's purple is like legitimately my favorite color. So, you know, a little biased.
That's the correct answer to that question.
Yeah.
All right. Question two. Terminator 2. Matt.
Terminator 2. So I don't even know if they made one for the first. They made one for the third. It was terrible. I'm going to go ahead and guess two specific Terminator 2 games, which does not include Terminator 2 3D Battle Across Time, if you're counting that. But I don't think that is a game anyway.
No, it's just not theme park.
Everything's
right?
twos. Everything's twos.
Mark.
I'm going to say three.
I guess Mark gets the closest point because there was six games based on Terminator 2.
Wow.
All right.
Because there was like a Game Boy one and an 8-bit one and a 16-bit one and a PC first-person shooter. And my favorite, Terminator 2 Judgment Day Chess Wars.
Ooh.
All right, cool.
So, bonus question. Can you guess?
Wait, I have a quick question for Mark. By 1992, we knew not to play the movie-based games. Is that correct?
At the time, it was a bad idea, but the Terminator 2 game that I'm thinking of most was the arcade game, which was a shooting game, which they're all exactly the same, and you just, if you want to play one, they're generally okay.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I played that in Tokyo a couple of weeks back. It's pretty decent.
Yep.
Also, apparently, like these days, they don't tend to make the film tie-ins. They'll just make one like more loosely from a license. And apparently that Terminator game from a few years back was pretty good.
That's the thing, is the same team did the RoboCop that everybody loves that came out, and I haven't played either of them, but like, I think generally if a tie-in game is made now, it's usually made with some degree of care for whatever reason.
Yeah, but because it's not like released to coincide with the film, it's just like a studio makes a game based on that license.
Yeah.
Is the Alien 3 game considered actually good, or did I just play it a lot?
There is an Alien 3 game that's considered good, I think.
Anyway, bonus question.
Can you guess what characters are which pieces on the human side of Terminator 2 Judgment Day Chess Wars?
Okay.
Matt, to go first on this one.
Oh, sorry, me first.
Well, we got to have Sarah Connor.
As what?
I guess she's the queen, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. The king is grown up John Connor. The knight is Kyle Reese. The rook is Furlong John Connor. And the pawns are the ashes of children from the playground.
Mike.
I'm going to say the king is Arnold Schwarzenegger, is the Terminator. Queen is Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor. The knight is the T-1000. The bishop is the psychiatrist. The rook is Miles Dyson. The pawns are all like the regular Terminators without human skin on them.
Oh, I forgot the bishop. Hold on, I forgot the bishop. Mark, who did you say for the bishop?
I don't remember.
Okay, I'm choosing the psychiatrist guy that's in like every Terminator movie until the actor dies.
Matt got 1 point and Mark got two there. It is Sarah Connor as the queen. It is the T-800 as the king. It's two John Connors as bishops, two Miles Dysons as knights, and then all the other pieces are just generic future soldiers.
Are the John Connors different ages?
No, I think it's just two little Edward Furlongs.
They didn't use my genius. Too bad.
No.
I like how I just left John Connor off. I was just like, eh.
And then,
as they finally figured out to do with Dark Fate.
Yeah, they left them off, right?
The baddie team is just dual Terminators and doesn't even include the T-1000. Wikipedia made sure to point that out.
What? I mean, the T-1000 should just be all of it. Oh, well. I don't know why I put
it. So I didn't choose Arnold because I'm like, he's a Terminator. He's not human.
Whatever it is, I'm going to play it later tonight.
It made much... Oh, apparently, it's like really broken. The review from CVG at the time was like... we can't tell you how good the chess engine in this game is because it has never completed a game for us.
Wow. I'm looking at pictures of it and it just looks like every like 16 color video game from the 90s. It's really funny. Anyway. Right.
Third movie, The Matrix.
Ooh. Oh, wait, am I going first this time?
Yeah.
Oh God. I felt so confident for a second. 3.
Matthew.
I choose 5.
The answer is 1. Only one game is actually based on The Matrix.
Based on the movie, you're right.
Because Enter the Matrix is set during the sequels only, and The Matrix Online is all set after the game, after the movies, but The Path of Neo takes you through all 3 films.
Right.
Wait, who guessed what?
Matt,
like 3 and 5?
Yeah.
So I got closer?
Mark does get the closest point, yeah. Bonus question, I guess Mark to go first.
All right.
What is changed in The Path of Neo from the movies?
Well, most notably, the end boss of the game is a bunch of Agent Smiths come together to form a gigantic kaiju Agent Smith, and he grabs sunglasses off of a billboard and puts them on himself.
Matt?
Okay. I really want to say that was the wrap-up. Oh, you said it went through all 3 games.
Yes,
all
films,
3 movies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All 3 movies. So actually, I guess I'm going to agree with Mark's answer because it has to do with the third one, but if it's in there, then it could happen.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the point for that.
Cool.
Okay. Next film, Fight Club.
Fight Club has that is a game, crazy. I'm gonna just go with the 1 then.
Mark?
I'm gonna say 0.
Oh no, Matt gets the point. There is one game based on Fight Club.
Okay.
What celebrity who was not in the film is randomly a character in the game?
I have heard this before, but is it a wrestling guy? Let's go. Not in the game. Oh, I'm just gonna throw The Rock in there.
Mark?
Billy Zane.
Fred Durst.
I have heard that fact, maybe from you, so but not on wrestling guy was at least like the right vibe, if not quite
Yeah, he's pretty wrestling adjacent. Yep. All right. We're gonna go in a different direction now. We're gonna look at the bad list. Because in our bottom 25, we've got the film Alone in the Dark. That's I think that's the lowest rating film based on a game on our list, which is surprising because I don't know if that one's that hated. How many games are in the Alone in the Dark franchise? Mark.
Will this include any reboots and things like that, or is this only
the original? Yeah, the full list of games.
I think it's something I don't really know. 4.
Matthew.
I'm gonna say 3 plus 2 for remakes for 5.
Matt does get the point. There are 8 Alone in the Dark games.
Jesus.
They're not alone, are they?
And which Alone in the... Wait. There's no way you'd know this unless I give you the list.
List coming soon, waiting for that list.
The list of Alone in the Dark games is Alone in the Dark, Jack in the Dark, Alone in the Dark 2, Alone in the Dark 3, Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, Alone in the Dark, Alone in the Dark, Illumination, Alone in the Dark.
Okay, is Jack in the Dark rated NC-17? I mean, Wait, no,
it was
Mature?
Like a it was a promotional free one, so
okay.
Because I kind of want to choose that just on the principle, but I guess I don't know the question yet.
Is that a VR game where you just jerk off?
It's a game with a jack in the box.
Of course.
Which of these games was the film Alone in the Dark most based on?
I forgot it was first. Am I first?
I think you're first.
Okay, three. I just feel like I feel great big three on this one. Or maybe I should feel great big number two, but I'll go three.
I'm going to guess two.
It's Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare.
Ah,
well.
It's probably more cinematic.
Well, at the end of round two, Matt is on 11. Mark is on 9.
Good luck.
I thought you were winning, to be honest.
Well, we're going into round three. Round three is filth.
Filthy.
All right.
I'm going to give you a game. You're going to tell me which country it was banned in and why.
All right.
Game the first. Matthew to guess first. Mario Kart Tour.
Mario Kart Tour was banned in Saudi Arabia because Princess Peach is uncovered.
Mark.
Yes, banned in Australia for use of weapons.
Both wrong. There are a bunch of games banned in Saudi Arabia because the characters wear too little. But like Mario Kart doesn't go far enough in that direction. No, it's banned in Belgium because of its use of loot boxes. Belgium's really harsh on like giving gambling to kids. As
that's
countries
right, that's
should
the
be.
Mobile game. Yeah, that's actually I didn't expect to agree with them, but yeah.
Mark, maybe you won't agree with this one. Animal Crossing New Horizons.
I'm gonna say banned in China for capitalists for selling and buying in the game.
Matthew?
Capitalist.
I was thinking of that, so I'll choose a different country. It is banned in Norway for getting the animal spirits wrong in the deep woods.
Mark is going to get the country quest point, so you shouldn't have changed your answer. It was banned in China because people were using all the in-game customization options to spread anti-government messages.
I should have guessed Winnie the Pooh images, but they probably you probably can't do that.
You could draw a Winnie the Pooh pretty easily, I think. People make all kinds of stuff. People were selling their nudes in Animal Crossing. All right,
bizarre.
Matt. I keep saying Matthew because I can see your name on Zoom in front of me. Matt, Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go was banned in... Oh, you can't say North Korea. That's everywhere. It's got to be somewhere that does not want tracking of their area. Turkmenistan, because they don't want people mapping their country.
Mark.
I'm going to say banned in Germany for causing too many car accidents because people are playing it while they're driving.
Matt is going to get the point for reasons. It was banned in Iran for security reasons.
Hey, Turkmenistan and Iran share a pretty long border. I was close.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough.
It wasn't banned in Germany, but there was a big controversy because people kept playing Pokemon Go in the Holocaust Memorial Museum.
I think I heard something like there was a specific rare Pokemon that kept showing up there just randomly.
Oh, Gastly kept showing up, which is a little inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, boy.
That was on purpose.
I mean,
somebody did.
If you follow Pokemon Go, you would know that very little is on purpose.
Well, that basically, I played a lot of Pokemon Go until my phone got bricked, and then it was this thing where I kept forgetting to play it, and then every time I wanted to play it, it said you must install a new update, and the update was so large that I couldn't update on cellular network.
I know Luke remembers, but Mark, do you remember my Pokemon Go experience?
No.
I posted on Facebook for several days of what was happening because I had downloaded it, but it had not actually rolled out in Japan yet.
Oh, that's right.
So
That's
it's
right.
just
That's
me
right.
standing in bleak, endless landscapes.
I had at least one day where it was just, I went with a couple of friends of mine to Piedmont Park, and it was just that shared experience of a bunch of strangers just yelling, "Pikachu over here!" Ah! And it was just, you know, everybody just kind of screaming like children and running to places. And I was like, that was pretty cool.
That's probably more fun than my experience.
It beats, you know, the other shared experience recently that was, you know, COVID-19.
Yes.
'Kay. Mark to go first. Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back.
Okay. Let's say it was, oh God. It was banned in Australia because there were too many weapons in it. I'm just going back to that. Matt. I don't care.
It was banned in Pakistan because they thought it was some kind of weird slur, the character.
It was banned in Japan because a death animation that has Crash squashed into a head and feet was had too much resemblance to the Kobe child murders.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's pretty dark.
I didn't include all the just like the problem with the ones that were banned to like Australia and Germany for weapons and violence is they tended to have been banned in like three or four different countries.
Yeah, it's like that is the me being a dumb guy answer because I just can't think of anything else. I'm like, I've heard a lot about this.
Because if I said like Manhunt 2, there would be like six correct answers. So I skipped those ones.
I was just disappointed because I literally read a chapter about the creation of Crash Bandicoot like a week ago. It didn't talk about that, though.
I mean, I remember at the time I was hanging out with a bunch of people that couldn't pronounce Bandicoot, and I felt kind of embarrassed for them.
Final question. Matt, to guess first. Sex vixens from space.
It can't be for sex. That would be too obvious. It is banned in Brazil because it uses carnival images incorrectly. They don't like it.
I'm going to go ahead and say no, but Counter-Strike was briefly banned in Brazil for that reason. I did see that when doing this research.
Huh.
That was half snarky answer and half like thinking about an answer. So
I'm gonna say it was banned in the United States for refusing to submit their game to the review board.
Oh, very close, actually. It was the UK.
Wow.
They refused to submit it to the BBFC, so the shipments of copies were seized by customs and destroyed in order to, quote, protect the youth of today.
At least that worked out well in the end.
Yep.
Youth protected.
Yep, we all turned out just fine.
That's the real game. It's protecting the youth.
That is the end of today. Mark is on 10 points, but Matt is on 12.
Amazing.
Yep. Good job.
I only got 1 point out of last round. Okay.
So, Matt, you're free to
run my tape.
Plug our podcasts.
Running my tape, the game show. You can support it on Patreon at Podcastio Podcastius, where all of the people here do a lot of other podcasting. If you want to keep on with the games, there's Luke Loves Pokemon and Hyrule Field Report. Us three dudes talk about those good movies and bad movies at Films and Filth. I talk about the Twilight Zone sometimes with these guys at Time Enough Podcast. And Mark and I talk about Space 1999 on Podcast 1999. You'll get them early. You'll get them with extra extra, extra dorky talk that doesn't show up in the main feed episodes. Okay.
I'm going to suggest do not Google sex vixens from space. But if you do, if you find the actual game, the cover looks like it was drawn by a 13-year-old, which is very funny.
I mean, the title is Sex Vixens from Space. That doesn't surprise me.
Why don't you be edgy? You can duck, duck, go it.